Since tomorrow is Thanksgiving, one of the psalms that I just love, because there's so many psalms that do talk about just praise, and so many psalms that do focus on thanks. But Psalm 107 is a great psalm, because this is the phrase that you hear mentioned throughout Psalm 107. You'll hear it multiple times. We won't went through the whole psalm, but if you read through Psalm 107, you'll hear this multiple times. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to all of His children. So as the psalmist is going through this multiple times, he comes back to this line again and again. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works for the children of men. This is a realization of how good God is, and a realization that God is good to every one of us. And you may hear that statement, you may say, I don't really feel like that's been part of my life. If you knew what I've experienced in the last 6 months or 3 months or in the last week, if you knew what I was walking through, you'd understand it's not so easy for words of praise to form on my lips and be spoken. But the reality is, the psalmist is understanding that God is always faithful, that God's word is always true, and even if today I don't fully realize or see all of the blessings, they are still there for me. And I can grab hold of them. And I should expect to see and experience those things. And that's why the psalmist says, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would be able to vocalize and praise the Lord. He's not saying, oh, that those few individuals that have experienced the goodness of God, oh, that those who have God's favor, those that small percentage of those who actually experience God's favor should praise. He's not saying that. He's saying that, oh, that men, not man, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. That whole statement is indicating that God has done wonderful works. Now, we can go back and with our minds, we can say, well, yes, I'm aware of those wonderful works. I'm aware of what He did at the cross, and I'm very grateful that I have eternity with Jesus Christ. If you have nothing else to be thankful for, right there is a world of thanksgiving that you can have and express. I can honestly say that it doesn't matter what else would happen in my life. If that was all that salvation meant was eternity with Jesus Christ, that is more than enough for me to always be saying, you know what, God, I'm so thankful. I'm so undeserving. And yet You have done this for me. You have provided this for me. Eternity with You. Freedom and deliverance from my sins, which cause separation. Understanding that fact alone, that we're saved, gives us ample reason to praise Him today. The good thing is, it doesn't stop there. God's a God of abundance. He's a God of blessing. He's a God of faithfulness. And when His word has made promises, those are promises that you and I can count on. In the spiritual realm, those things are done, and we can grab hold of them. Every day, there's new things that we can be aware of and think about and realize and see. And sometimes we might see it before we might see it with our spiritual eyes before we actually experience it in the natural realm or in our lives. And we can still be thankful even at that point. There's so much for us to be thankful for, which is why the psalmist is saying, oh, that men would give thanks. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. So that line repeats itself throughout Psalm 107. But let's go back to the first line, the first two verses. Psalmist says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. We've got that day of Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow, and it's the one day. You got 365 days in a year. There's one day that we set aside, and the purpose of that day of Thanksgiving was established to have and express thankfulness to God for His copious amounts of blessings. That's what the day was set aside for. So there's one day out of 365 that we even set aside to thank God. And we've come to the place now where really the day becomes more about the food, the eating, and the football, which those are all great things to be with family and to have fun, and we should enjoy those things. But it's kind of a sad commentary that it's come to the fact that 365 days out of the year, there's only one that we set aside as a day of saying, God, we are thankful to You. And even that day, really, the amount of thanks that gets spoken is really probably, and even the amount, and I'm not even talking about, it doesn't have to be praise that, you know, thankfulness that's expressed to others, just in your own heart. You can and you should express it to others. But even in your own heart, in your own mind tomorrow, think about the goodness of God. Think about the goodness of God. Think about the things you've experienced. Think about the things he's done for you. And you know what? If you open your mind to those things, he's going to show you and bring back to your remembrance and perhaps even bring to your awareness for the first time things he's done for you that you didn't even see or realize. As I say, even in your own mind, think about the things. I'm sure that some of you just feel like life has so beat you down that it's hard to think of anything. And you would say, I can't think of anything that I'm thankful for. I can't think of anything. Nothing comes to my mind. I would tell you this. Even today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Let's get it done today. But if you sit in the quiet of your time and you just say, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the fact that you came, that you became flesh, that you gave your life. You took my sins to the cross with you. You were the sacrifice, and you rose again for my salvation. If you think about just that, now listen to me. I mean, hear this whole thing through. If you think about just that and you say, God, I'm thankful for that. Here's the amazing thing about praise. Once you start praising him, all of a sudden it starts flowing. You might say right now today, there's just not that much in my life to be thankful for. I don't express thankfulness because I have nothing to be thankful for. I assure you, if you would do nothing more than say thank you for my salvation, and just start thanking him for that. Start saying, I appreciate that. I identify. I understand what you did, and I understand the sacrifice, the love that was behind that sacrifice. As you start appreciating that, I guarantee you, you will feel just that rock of hardness taken out of your chest and out of your mind. And all of a sudden, you will start to feel true appreciation, true gratitude, true thankfulness. And all of a sudden, you'll think of something else. Because your mind is open to it, you'll think of something else that you're thankful for. And as you express thanks for that, you'll think of something else. And as you express that thanks for that, more will come to your mind. And as you continue to thank him, he'll even show you some things. Holy Spirit will show you some things that you never even thought about. Things that he did for you that you never even thought about. You just kind of took it, never even gave it a second thought that it was God's goodness, favor, and blessing in your life. And he'll show you those things. This is why the psalmist is saying, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And that's why the psalm starts out by saying, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Now listen to what the whole verse says. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. One of the first things we need to see right there is, he is good. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Sometimes it's a struggle for us to realize that he is good. We need to realize the truth of this statement. Because if you don't realize he's good, then it makes it hard to have that thankful heart. If you don't accept the fact and realize and become aware of the fact that God is good, God's not the author of your problems. He's not the source of your pain and your difficulties. He's not the source of your struggles. He's the answer. When you realize that God is good, then you can start to have that appreciation and thankfulness. If you think God is your problem, it's going to be hard to be thankful. Be honest with yourself. How many times have you been angry at God for situations or circumstances that either came to pass or didn't come to pass? And you were disappointed or angry at God. God is good. You and I pretty much know what good is. If you're not experiencing that good, then it didn't come from God. God is good. God is good. If you're going through difficult times, you know, the unfortunate thing is, reality is, we live in a fallen world. Bad things will happen. The great thing is, when I have a heart that acknowledges and understands that God is good, even when the world is bad, even when the world, because we still live in a fallen world, even when things in the world are bad, God is still good, which means he still has deliverance for us, even in that bad, even in that struggle, even in the trials. And there will be trials. Even in the trials, God is good, he's faithful, and he will deliver you. When bad things come, they don't come from God. God is not the author of your problems. He's the author of your answers. He's the author of love. When bad things happen, bad things come from the one who does hate you. And there is an enemy of your soul. Satan roams about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he might devour. He's looking to see who he has any access to. If he can bring destructiveness into your life, he will. When bad things come, they come from the devil. They don't come from God. They come from the devil. They come from the one who hates you, not from the one who loves you. Don't mistake it. So that very first verse is so freeing. If you realize the truth of it, God is good. He is good. He is good. And if you're not experiencing that goodness, acknowledge that he's good. And in that acknowledgement of his goodness, you can then start giving thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Why? For he is good. He has good plans for you. His word tells us this throughout. He's got good plans for you. If you say, I'm not experiencing them, that doesn't mean he doesn't have good plans for you. That just means we need to acknowledge he is good. Bad things are not coming from God. Bad things come from the one who hates us. But we can overcome those bad things because of who we are in Jesus Christ, because he is good. And he's provided. Listen, the psalmist understands all this, and he didn't even have the advantage of Jesus Christ coming in the flesh yet and setting us free. And Jesus said the things that he did, we should do even greater things. The things that Jesus experienced while he was in this flesh, we should experience that and even more. The psalmist didn't even have that revelation, and he still understood what sometimes is a difficult concept for you and I to grab hold of. Because we're not always taught this very simple statement. God is good. You can give thanks because God is good. He loves you. He loves you. You are more valuable to him than you can possibly imagine. He loves you. He has goodness set aside for you. He has victories and deliverance. He has good things established for you. He is good. And so you can be thankful. And as you thank him, you're going to start to see all the more. And here's the great thing. As we thank God, as we praise him for the things that he's done in our lives, as we praise him for his goodness, as we go through the motion of praising him, and I will even tell you this as I close. The most powerful praise that you can give is not that quiet thankfulness in the thoughts of your mind. That's good. But the power of life and death is in the tongue. There is power in words that are spoken. When you speak words of thanksgiving and praise, when you speak and say, thank you, Jesus, even in the midst of the trial, when you say, thank you, Jesus, because you are good and you've provided deliverance for me. Thank you, Jesus, because I remember this and I remember that and I recall these things. Thank you, Jesus. When you go through those times of being able to praise him and praise him with your lips, that very act of praising him with your lips opens up that avenue for God to move through your praise to establish even more things in your world, in your life. He wants you to walk in all the goodness that he has for you. He wants you to. If you're not experiencing it, start praising him. I know it seems counterintuitive, but if you're not experiencing the good things that you're expecting, if you're not experiencing the good things that are yours, promised by the word for you, if you're not experiencing those things, start praising him. Because he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. The psalmist realized the power in that, and he said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works. Start praising him. This is the thought that we should have, not just on Thanksgiving Day or the day before and after. It should be daily. And then watch the success that you experience in your life.